Okay, somebody moved it. Okay, no, we're ready. Okay, so we were going to speak about the Gemara. First of all, our limud of Chofetz Chaim, of Hilchos Lashon Hara, is a schus for Yosef Dov ben Chayli, Shtavar Fur Shleim of Akora, B'Soy Shah Chayli Yisrael. So we were going to learn the Gemara in Sanhedrin about Rabbi Ami, but before we do that, just a couple of lines beforehand, I thought it was interesting that another chelek of Chofetz Chaim, which we learned previously, is mentioned as a Gemara, Tana Rabbonon. So Menayin, L'chshiyetze L'yoyma, Hareini Mezakeh V'chaverim M'chayvin, that when a dying comes out from the Bezdin, he shall not tell one of the litigants, one of the parties, that I was on your side, yeah? But, that means he tells the losing party, I was on your side, I voted for you, I wanted you to win, but, unfortunately, I was outvoted. Yeah? Says the Gemara to Pesukim, that you're over two things. One is you're a rochil, and rechilus is pshat, that he's telling Lashon Hara, and as a result of that Lashon Hara, the person, the litigant, is going to dislike the other, is going to have tainus on the other dayonim who voted against him. Clearly, he thinks when he went to Bezdin that he was right. He went to Bezdin thinking he was going to win. He lost the case. So therefore, if I tell him that I'm the dayan that was on your side, but the other two dayonim in the Bezdin voted against you, they were the one who were mechayev you, then he's going to have tanus on them. He's going to resent them. That's rechilus. He's telling Lashon Hara, as a result of which there's going to be a resentment. There could be consequences. And in addition, the second pasuk is holech rochel megale soid, something which is said in secret, which is something which is said in confidence, you're not allowed to reveal. So that's that Gemara, and the Chofetz Chaim paskened that, and we learned that already. I thought it was just interesting that in the recent decision on the Trump case, the Supreme Court, when they made their announcement, every one of them says exactly what they think. Each one individually says, I'm in favor, I'm against, and each one gave their reasons. And similarly, in the Supreme Court in Israel recently with the decision about drafting yeshiva bochrim, also each member of the Supreme Court says their own opinion, and that it's not confidential. It's not that they had a confidential discussion amongst them and they decided something and then they come out and say this is a decision of the court and we're not telling you who said what. Each one says their own shitta. But this is slightly different. It might be that, I don't know what the din was, the Gabe Sanhedrin, but this is talking about a private individual. There, they're being megaladas, they're revealing their opinion on an issue of law. Should we draft yeshiva bochrim, shouldn't we? Does a president have indemnity, does a president have protection or not, etc. That's a matter of law. Right? It's not a din, if you like, in a particular individual. And therefore, it's not the same here. I don't think in halacha, I don't think in English law, that there are, and I don't know, are there any lawyers here? There aren't. Yeah, I'm just trying to think. In English law, is there ever a case in English law where a private individual who's accused of a crime, let's say, would be judged by a panel of judges? On the continent, they have panels of judges. In halacha, you've obviously got 3 judges, 5 judges, 7 judges, 21, 23, 71, etc., who could be done various cases which relate to a private individual. Yeah, but I don't think in English law that there is a judge and a jury. But I think you only ever have a single judge, in which case he's giving his opinion, and that's therefore the person, the litigant, knows that the judge voted for him or against him. In any event, but for instance, in the jury, he won't find out which one of the jurors were on his side and which one of the jurors. In halacha, it would say that none of the jurors would be allowed to come out and say that I voted on your side, I wanted you to win the case, but I was overruled by the others. Yeah, that you're not allowed to say, because that's Holech Rochel, you're Megalasoid, and it's Rechilos. And the other bit of good news is that it's Rosh Chodesh, so if anybody would like to be Mishtatev afterwards in the collection, it would be very grateful.
Started at the Torreway, Northwest London, Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Aleph Tammuz, 7th of July, Rabbi Tzvi Meir Mitnick Shlita, Challenges and Triumphs in Hashem's World. This week's Torah is sponsored jointly by family Dudi Rosenberg, with their Sultan Hussein of Ben Sim, Moshe Rosenberg, and Ruby Feldman. This class will take place tomorrow, Mitzah Shemi Hiro, Senshim Revised, and Mobi Yisroel, Shemi Silo, and also by families Kaufman and Kraus, Lenishmas, Bela, Basra, Moshe, and Yashalom, who is the outside is today. Let's go, Sashulam, Al Khairum, Al Khoshah, Suru, Vatem, Shalom, Bim Hiro.
Good morning, Agud Mechoidish. Thank you for giving us, me, the privilege to join you today. It's Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and I wanted to, Be'ez Hashem, discuss a few points that perhaps we have a new meaning of Rosh Chodesh, and as well many lessons that we could derive from the parasha, which is, Rashi says, was Yofin Nidreshes. If Rashi had to tell us Yofin Nidreshes, that means there was something bothering Rashi that it needs some extra explanation. And just to say, Behagdoma, I might want to say any of my own opinions or any Musar or any of that sort, rather, things that I heard from Arabayim. And Mit Hashem, perhaps we can mischazik each other. First of all, we all know Rosh Chodesh is a very joyous time. It's a very happy time. From the only times it says in Shulchan Aruch, Zechiv Suda, Chayiv Suda's Rosh Chodesh. And the reason being is, like we said in Davening today, it's a Zman Kapora. It's a Zman Kapora. Now the question is how and with what we go to Yom Kippur. We know there's some type of mahalach of tshuva. Most people come to Rosh Chodesh, some say Yom Kippur Kodem, some don't say Yom Kippur Kodem. But it seems like Rosh Chodesh for itself is a zman of kapara. There's a fabulous medrash, in Parashas Matis, Perichov Beis Oy Zayin. The Medrash says as follows: Umikne Rav Hoyul of Neiruvin of Neigod. Halacha. Listen to this Medrash. The Medrash itself is very, very powerful. Sholish Matonis Nivro Boilum. There's three Matonis that were created in this world. Zocho Ba'achas Mehen. If you are Zoich in one of them, Notal Chemdas Kol Hoilum. If you're zeich in one of these matones, a person is merited all chemdes oilam. What are these three chemdes? Zocha b'chochme, zocha b'koil. Zocha b'gvure, zocha b'koil. Zocha b'oisher, zocha b'koil. Now just understand what it means, zocha b'chochme, zocha b'koil. I would just say, refer to a shtikl Rabbi Yeruchim at the end of Vayichi. He refers regarding the midas that the Ovis, let's say, outstanding, Avrom, midas ha-chesed, Yitzchak, midas ha-pachat, and Yankiv, midas ha-emes. What does it mean? And what about everybody else? They didn't have profound midas. So he gave a marshal. Somebody goes, whether it's, he said he was once in a certain town, that they were so-called in shooting range. And the shooting range you have around and around, and you have bull. And some people get very close, sometimes even very, very close, or very, very close. But the one who doesn't get bull doesn't win the prize. Sometimes a person excels in a certain midah. He tries once, tries twice, and he might even perfect to a certain extent in this midah. But till he perfects himself 100%, that's considered he did not yet become a balabos of that midah. The others hagdoishim, they profound themselves in this midah. They were the bailim of chesed. They were the bailim of pachat. That's why They are the Amudei HaChesed, Amudei HaYire, Amudei HaMesed. Let's just understand what a Medrash means. Zoche b'chochme, zoche b'koil. But that's just on the side point of the Medrash. But listen to what the Medrash tells us. This is what I want to share with you. Emosai, when is it that a person can be zoche in these profound midas, chochme, gvura, and oisha? Bizman, shehei matno shamayim, Ubois mikoyach hatoyr. The condition to have these midas is only if they come as a matona from Shemayim, and they come bikoyach hatoyr. Avol gvurosei v'oishu shel bosser v'dom einiklo. However, the gvur and the oishu of bosser v'dom, that's not worth anything. And the Medrash goes on, I'm going to skip a few lines, and the Medrash says certain scenarios throughout the doyr, shonu rabbi seinu. Our Rabbi Seinu taught us Shnei Chachom Omdu Boilo. There were two great Chachom, wise people. Echod mi Yisrael, ve Echod mi Mosoil. One from Yidden and one from the Goyim. Achi Toifel mi Yisrael. Ubilo mi Mosoil. You all know Achi Toifel was from the greatest Chachom, the head of Sanhedrin, and he was the Rebbe of David HaMelech. Bilam, we know his greatness could be compared to Moshe Rabbeinu. Says in Chazal, like Kom Kenavi Moshe, Abu Musayim Kom, the greatest Chachamim, Benevdum Noelam, they were erased from this world. Vechein Shnei Giboyim Hoyi Miyisrael, Echod Miyisrael Vech Musayim, Shimshin Miyisrael, VeGolias Musayim, VeShneim Nevdum Noelam, Vechein Shnei Ashirim Omdu Boilam, Echod Miyisrael VeEchod Musayim. Koyrach mi Yisrael, v'homon mi Musoilom, v'shneim nevd min oilom. Okay, nice fairy tale. What does it come to what we're talking about? Zog de medrash l'bomo. Why were these people nevdu? We're talking about Yisrael, achi toifel, the head of the Sanhedrin, Shimshon HaGibor. Shimshon HaGibor. If you see what the Rambam calls, speaks about Shimshon, Yedid HaShem, it's unbelievable. He was a shayf to Yisrael. And we all know Koyrach. And we'll elaborate a little bit about it. Koyrach, a big part of Klal Yisrael, understood that Koyrach has greater potentials than Moshe Rabbeinu in leadership. Nevd Menoylam. Says the Medrash Lom, you know why? Shaloi hoyo matnosa min HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen to these words. Elo choytfin oiselahem. Loi hoyo matnosa min HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mavel arayin. What does that mean? What's pasuk pshat? Try to elaborate. The words of the Medrash are that a person can have chochme, a person can have gvura, can have ashiris, but there's a condition. It has to be a matn shemayim. It has to be b'koyach haTorah. And the flip side is a chatife. You're choytif me'akodesh baruch. Now, like everybody wonders, simply, what in the world does that mean? You're choytif chochma. What does that mean? A person's choytif hashiris. Are we talking about ganovim? Are we talking about bank robbers? So there is one mahalach in the Mefarshim. That a person with kishif or with hashbos hashemis, a person can do things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want him to do in the koich sabriya, it might work. That's not called matn shemayim. That's called a chatifa. That's called in the back door. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to start doing kol mini dvorim, shalei kibalnu Rabbi Seinu, in order to achieve whether it's chochme, ashiris, or gvura. I want to share with you, Be'ezer Hashem, a fabulous yisoid I heard from, I would like to call my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro. I was lucky to hear shiurim for many years. And I'll be back at him, and this is a yisoid which Be'ezer Hashem I'm going to be trying to be ma'arich on, which is maybe give it the titles, the challenges in the world of Hashem, and if I'm Be'ezer Hashem able to explain the yisoid properly, we can have a whole new outlook on many, many, many situations of life, especially in Avodas Hashem. If we read the Mishnah properly, And Chazal, if we have any idea that the Madreig of Koirach, it's infinite. It's infinite. The way the Mishnah puts it, the same achleikus you have Shammai and Hillel, you have Koirach and Moshe, which tells us, even though the way we see many parts of Chazal, like all Chazal needs explanations, that there was a tremendous lack of respect to Moshe Rabbeinu. However, we're talking about it was a sugya. The same way there's machlekes Shammai and Hillel, there's machlekes Koirach v'Adosoi. So, Yibiruchim, the Mashkiach elaborates, Koirach wasn't Stam, the way we look at him, a young child, that he was bothersome with somebody, he has this. It was big, he was arguing a very, very, very complex sugya, who and how he should fear Klal Yisrael, who and how everybody should be zoich to be part of the Rosh Ha'am. Not only that, in Arizal, all the Sforim HaKadoshim bring true Ramazim, that Los Lovoi, Tzadik HaTom Yifroch, which is the Sefer Toivis Koirach. Koirach will have a Gvaldik Chalik, Gvaldik Tikin, Shver Sugis. So where was the flaw of Koirach? Where was the flaw? There's a Shtikl of Zoya Kodesh, the Sfasemis brings down a few times, which is alarming words. The Zoya Kodesh says that Koirach was choilik on Shabbos Kodesh. Koirach was choilik on Sholom. Now, to be choilik on Shabbos Kodesh sounds like a very interesting thing. Do we think Koirach was machal Shabbos? What does it mean Koirach was choilik on Shabbos Kodesh? So Sfasema says a big arichas many times. So I want to share with you what I heard from Ramosha, and he said as follows, b'mesek l'shoinai. The Torah HaKdoisha teaches us in one word. In one word, the whole sugya of Koirach. You know what the word is? Vayikach. Vayikach. Ein word. Vayikach Koirach. What does it mean, Vayikach Koirach? So the Targum says, Ispalig Koirach. And I want to try to elaborate and explain what it means and what Ramosha meant. A person goes through life, a person goes through many, many episodes, whether it's with his spouse, whether it's his rov, whether it's his shochen, whether it's his children, whether it's his associate, partners, so on and so forth. And b'noyik sheboilom, and rightfully so. Ain partzufeim shavis, ain doyeseim shavis. People have their own opinions. People have their own feelings. And people come to disagree, which is very, very common and very normal. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that. That means if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person a certain intellect, a certain intuition, okay, there are people that are, let's call it meshuga. We're not talking about saying maybe a lot of people that are meshuga, or most people are meshuga. We're not going to go over there. We're talking about somebody who we call a bona fide regular Erlich Hayid. The pshat is he has his way of thinking, he has his way he heard from his father, from his mother, from his rebbeim, and he thinks a certain way. Now a shochen, he disagrees with him, doesn't disagree with him. Mighty, mighty, mighty fight. So a person has a choice. What they say in English, we agree to disagree, it's a leichtoifen. Some people say, I walk this side of the street, you walk this side of the street. Go to the different bati midrashim, and so on and so forth. The oil knows how the fire goes and catches. That's vayikach. Vayikach means a person is a taker. A person's on the receiving end. And the yisoid, and kemuvim, we're talking about koyrich, it's adinis, shabadinis, shabadinis. Of taking means that a person sees only his side. Ispalik. I'm not here to say my opinion. I'm not here to say my daya. I'm here to take. And a person has to know when a person's taking, he falls in Gehenna. Because this world has many, many, many different particles. And Klal Yisrael's entity is one. Ata echod, v'shimcha echod, u'mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echod. And when a person decides to say, no, it's not one, I have my opinion. And again, not that I have to bend my opinion, but But because I have my opinion, I don't talk to you, I don't respect you, or I don't get along with you, and I'm speaking to people that seems a little older than me, so they could testify this more than myself. But the little bit that I'm involved with, and you see, whether it's Sholem Bayis, whether it's children, whether it's Shechinim, the amount of families that are torn apart, the amount of Agmas Nefesh that people have, for one reason. They think people have to agree with each other. A Shver and Eidim don't have to agree, but they have to live B'Sholem. The Shver is not going to change the Eidim is not going to change the Shver. I hope I'm not pressing anybody's bubbles over here. But a person has to know that a Shver and an Eidim, they're different minds, different worlds. And if they do it properly, a Shamayin Hill could come out. But a lack of respect, a lack of Shalom, whoever said that your Eidim or your Shver has to think like you? And the same thing's even a father and son. Yeah, there's different halachas and kibbutzim. I'm not going to get into that right now. Of the soy that we have to take out of this parsha is that a person has to know he could have all chemdes sheboilim. He could have chochme. He could have ashiris. But it's not matnas shemayim. He's a choytef. He got it. He didn't steal any money. He did all the segulas properly, he did all the yeshuas properly, he did meiser, choymish, chamishimo, everything. But he's a choytif. He's being choytif what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him instead of putting into the puzzle. Instead of contributing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world to sanctify the name of Hashem, rather he's taking it for myself. You know what? This is my Rebbe. And I'm going to shtitz only him. And this is my yeshiva and only shtitz him. Again, a person has a choice and the right to make his adifis, it's fine. But when he comes me, I'll give another example. A person's finding and learning with chavrusa. And goes, Baruch Hashem, a real mechemta shel Torah, beriska deraisa. Reuven brings a rai, she brings a rai for keret, and they're kochin and kochin and kochin. And after 2 hours of a real rai berai learning, we see that Shimon Taki has many rais, like you say. Beautiful. So sometimes there could be this connotation, this feeling. And you might even say it, Reuven, you see I was right? Das is Koyach. Husband and wife, the same exact thing. When you right wrong, are you taking or are you contributing? Are we here as a world that has one totality of Rotzen Hashem? Has one mavukish, I'm here only to sanctify the name of Hashem, or I'm only on the taking end? So regularly people understand taking this famous Yisoid for Rav Dester, when you get married, you know, you have to be on the giving end, that brings the Ava, not the taking end. But the way you understand it, it's a lot deeper than that. A person has to know how and discuss and teach himself that everything's Matan Shamay. Everything's a Maton. And if we would start thinking that way, perhaps we would bring Shalom Doilam. How does the Mishnah talk? The Machloikis of Koyach Vadosai versus Shammai and Hillel? Shammai and Hillel, there's two sides. It wasn't Koyach and Moshe. It was Koyach Vadosai. Vayikach. Vayikach, Hispalik. Yechol Mein Shita, when I'm going to fear this business off. It's Mein Shita. And I want to give perhaps a few ideas and aids how we could elevate. And you know, again, I don't think I'm puzzling you by saying this is probably one of the Makis HaMadina or the world. And most of many, many people, whether it's in shuls and mishpachis, we have to get rid of this vayikach. And we have to be misachet klal Yisroel. We're entering the chodesh. That Be'ez Hashem should be a hofach l'sos and a simcha. And like the Chofetz Chaim elaborates, the chet from Lashon Hora, the chet from Sholem Sinas Chinam, is Aydenu Mirakit Beinein. And perhaps give a few eitzes how we could try at least enter the world to live Matna Shemayim. This Chodesh in Sfor Magdoshim, so from Leis Hoschor, Perp Tzadik, the way they are Magdi the Chadoshim is connected to every Yodom. And Chodesh Tammuz is connected to Shevet Reuven, which is the Koyach HaRi'iyah. Reuven, Ro, is Oini. It's a big mechloikis, Ri'iyah, Shmiyah, Shmiyah, Ri'iyah, Einei, Einei. Oh, but the Pashtis, the way Ibn Yisoscha brings it from Sfor Magdoshim, it's the Koyach of Ri'iyah. We know that the Chet HaMeraglim, and we hope this year will be Bebinyan Beis HaMikdash, that the Sugiv Eicho is because Higdimu Pelayim. Higdimu Pelayim. So what is the big chet? The whole Beis HaMikdash started because Higdimu Pelayim. Such a churm. And this I also heard from Moshe, Rav Yonason, Sach Yosei Yidin. And the Yisoid HaDvarim is, why does a child talk sometimes of nonsense? He says something that shouldn't be said, or something very stupid. He has no seichel. On a red. If a person sometimes speaks without internalizing, without the hestaklis of Torah, that's called ikdimu pelai. That means ikdimu pe, he's talking before he internalizes, understands what the real cook is. Einayim is referred to Einei Eido, Tamid HaChacham are called Einei Oilo, because they have the correct vision how things should be sought and things should be evaluated. Toiv Ayin Hu Yevorech. A person wants to bring Brocha. Toiv Ayin Hu Yevorech. The greatest, Rabbi Sehard Gut, the greatest Madrege. And I heard this from my Rabbi Yerudon Segel many times. And I'll elaborate something I heard from Tzimaya. The greatest madrega person could achieve and get rid of vayikach, get rid of all sin, all kin and tachris, is a good egg. Toivayim. Look at things positively. Look at things the upside. Every single scenario, this viloyoitzim naklal, it's biyodi shel adam to make it miserable, or a person can make it mamish the gedes to simcha shaykh. In all aspects of life, ruchni is, gashmi is, whatever it might be, everything could be touched up. Baruch Hashem for them, Baruch Hashem for them. Now, when it comes to chinuch, this is a dominating factor. People, when I spoke in the kollel, It was a Yisoy Niflo, big eye opener. And when I say over what I heard over from Shlomo Volbe many years ago, and perhaps we could have a new Mabat, and it's not just chinuch for our children, it's really chinuch for ourselves. And he said as follows: when a person enters the world of Avodas Hashem, and he starts to perfect himself, and he wants to work on himself, the regular mahalach a person takes is that he looks at his weak points and he starts making a chizik, a tikkun. He learns a sefer, where he has a chulsha. Zokti Rishlim Volbe, dos a toyes godl. Toyes godl. I found afterwards a Rabbeinu Yoina like this as well. He said, where a person has a chulsha, that means the Tzohar over there is standing with his ammunition, you're never going to win. Rather, Zokter Shlomo Volbe, a person has to look where he has, not a chulsh, where he has a strong point, and perfect it. A person has a strong point, whether it might be in Shkidus HaTorah, or in Tefillah, or in Tzedakah, or in Chesed, perfect that strong point. Don't do it 70%, 80%, 100%. And once a person will perfect himself 100%, that was a very abaylum of zich, he'll be able to fix everything. Herde Yisoy Nifla. Mapeichin Chinuch. Most people don't shtay because they look at themselves. I tried so many times and I fell. I tried this and it didn't work. You're trying the wrong avenue. You're going down the wrong street. A person asked, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashpi on every single person. Gevaldik Koiches. Did you ever perfect your Koiches? And if we perfect your Koiches, then a person becomes a Bailim on the Eight Sahara. My Rebbe Yerbdon Segel once said over by a Kiddush, he said, people think a Mashgiach is one that's meant to teach you how to correct yourself, to give you a Bekoiris. Zokr Yerbdon, Yedeinik, you give him Bekoiris. Not for Mashgiach of them. To give him Bekoiris, a Leich the Zach. A Mashgiach darf in the shop. You know what you need a Mashgiach for? To show you your Koiches HaMiuchodim. To show you your Koiches HaMiuchodim. We have to understand, and I was told it this evening light, our children all want to be good. And they all know what they have to do. They just don't know they can do it. So instead of being busy, Yaikele, tu des besser, Yaikele, tu des besser, just show your child the Koiches he possesses. And Rabbi Isai, let's start showing ourselves our koiches we possess. If we would show ourselves, we don't live b'sholem. We live with a lot of ayikachs. One day azay, one day azay, one day azay. And we don't look and view ourselves for the koiches that we really possess. If we would stop bickering and looking down at ourselves, rather we should amplify and magnify our koiches that we have, then everything will follow. Everything will be mashlim. Every child knows what they got to do. Good, there's sometimes sakonis, you got to tell me, ankle, heart, sachsu. But most children don't know that they could do it. I just read recently, there was a certain camp, and it was a hot day, and one of the girls by herself started giving out drinks to all the girls, and the teacher came over to her, gave her a compliment that was so thoughtful and brightful and brilliant. And the relation that made for her 20, 30 years later, that a teacher acknowledged mein Gutzkeit. That's shov mikol. When a person ever met a godel, and a godel scores yan, yankele, dos matzliach sein. All of a sudden, there's a gvaldika or a godel, you know why? Erg often, he opened up all the mechitzes and said, yankele, give me matzliach. That's what we have to do to ourselves, our children. There's toiv ein hu yevoyrach. That is the opposite of Vayikach. I want to end with the following. Before I end, one more thing from my Zeder of Vigna Miller, which is also, I would say, the basis of my Zeder, and he said it himself. If we would make a proper dogish of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly and everything, we take things for granted. We take our health for granted. We take our simple parnosa for granted. All of a sudden, when I didn't make that extra deal, or something goes wrong, all of a sudden, meheps konzogin tehillim. If a person would take his life the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it every neshima, every time a person goes to Beis HaKisa, if a person knows the wonders that go on, that is a person plugging in that the world's matna shemayim. My Zeder Avigdor, I heard this over from my uncle. Somebody asked him, Magera Chosid asked him, Nur Rav Avigdor, wie werden doch Rav Avigdor? And if anybody knows Rav Avigdor, that's not the right thing you're supposed to ask him. He was a very, very private person and not a talkative person. But Magera Chosid, I'm saying, Asatmer Chosid, Shuldix, he gets his way. And he stooped him and stooped him, Zogmit, see, wie werden Rav Avigdor? Efshir, Choyvis Halvovis, Toysent Mo. The threat of Chayvus Avovis is how much a person's indebted, dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person lives a world of thanks to Hashem. Altsas Chasodim. Altsas Chasodim. Altsas Chasodim. And the Mitzvah Hashem, if we try to work on having a Toiv Ayin, we try to continue thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to plug in that Altsas Matna Shemayim. All the Chochmeh, Ashiris and Gvur. I'm going to end with one last thing. We're entering the Chodesh of Tammuz, which is a Zman that we have to start rebuilding our Beis HaMikdosh Bifnim Bachutz. Now, with, let's call it, the busyness of times, people aren't focused. And we have to start thinking, how much do I be'emes want Beis HaMikdosh? What am I doing to rebuild Beis HaMikdosh? And perhaps we could say, the famous Moshel that's born in Chazal, there was a certain person who had a great friendship with another one. Reuven and Shimon had a great friendship, and one of them had a knas of Misa, and they tried called Mini Ishtadlisim to get out of the Xeris Misa. And before they were going to come to the verdict and bring him out to the gallows, he said he just wants to go say goodbye to his family. He said, very nice, say goodbye to your family. I mean, we know that big trick that is. He says, no, I have a very good, loyal friend. He'll stay here as a mashkin for me till I come back. Bekitzer, Reuven stayed in place of Shimon. Shimon goes back to his family. And they gave a time. Let's give it a chodesh. We're holding day 30 in the morning. He's not back. He says, you know, he fucked you up. Bekitzer, the end of the day, not back. They take Reuven out to the gallows. And he says, you guys are all liars. You guys made some conspiracy. And right before they're about to pull the chair, they hear screams of Shimon coming back. And says, Nain, I'm going to get killed. Take him away. And the Melech got note of what's going on. And he said, I want to talk to both of you. And he said, what is this amazing craziness that you guys have between yourselves? He says, we are the most loyal Getraya partners, and we will never ever do something to hurt our friends. So the Melech says as follows, I'm ready to give a pardon on this Gzeira, but I have one condition. I want to be part of this friendship. Rabbi Yisai, how much are we part of the Kaviyochel, the friendship of Kovet Shemayim? How much are we part of being Mishtatif in the Tzara Shechina? I'm not talking about saying Groisa Tikkunim. I'm talking about speaking every single day. We speak about Yerushalayim just in davening and benching tens of times. Acknowledge that we talk about Yerushalayim. Reb Don Segel says over that a person should try to do one thing less. Let's say he has a certain Inyan Gashmi. He used to say over a marshal, once he knows somebody used to polish his shoes every day in the 3 weeks, he refrained from that. He gave him a chibur to Beis HaMikdosh. One of the 10 steps of greatness of Mazed Revigdor is a person sit on the floor once a day and think about his father's house going up in flames. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that this Chodesh, with us dismantling all Vayikachs, and we're doing Sholem Lo'olam Dos Shabbos. And this is the Kapor Rish Chodesh. You know what the Kapor Rish Chodesh is? Zivchei Rotzen L'funech Yakrivu. What is Zivchei Rotzen? We come to show our true Rotzen. A whole Chodesh, a person gets bogged down with Aleph, with Beis, with Gimel. The tiefste Mokim B'mokim Odom is Zayin Rotzen. And Amir Toshem, this Rish Chodesh, and this Chodesh, we're going to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rotzen, how much Ava we have, Echod HaSheni, how much we are really indebted to Kol Matna Shemayim, how much we really want the Gitzreishaf in Beis HaMikdosh, and Be'ezah Hashem, this Chodesh will be the Chodesh, Sheyehofeich, L'sosim, V'simcha, V'mheiri, Amen.
Amen.
Exactly. Good. What's Shabbos?